Okay, welcome back. It's great to see everybody. Hope everybody maybe got a little time off. Maybe, maybe not. The themes of the first two pieces of Ksav HaKabbalah are very, very clear what the themes are. And that is the theme of and this is really what this shiur is all about, which is why I love doing that. But it's about just about how that life is all about getting to the next level. It's all about growth. It's never about being satisfied with the level you're on, always looking to improve, always looking to do things more. The first two pieces. Now, I'll say by way of introduction that actually over my vacation, so I read a little pamphlet that was prepared by Rabbi Yehuda Kuberman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the former head of Mechlala in Israel. So he wrote a 60-page essay. He called it a monograph on the Ksav HaKabbalah's commentary. My uncle had it in Eretz Yisrael, so he gave it to me a little. I had something to read on the plane. I didn't read all 60 pages, but I read about 25, 30 pages of it. And one of the main themes that he has over there is that the Ksav HaKabbalah was writing his commentary at the time of the Haskalah. And a lot of what he writes, a lot of his commentary, let's say we constantly find the Ksav HaKabbalah defending the Avos Ad L'Shamayim. He was like, one of the reasons that propelled him towards those kinds of approaches is that he was fighting against people who were saying, the Torah is it's too old-fashioned and it's got to be progressive and you got to change things and things have to change and this doesn't make sense and this can't be read literally and that can't be read literally. This doesn't quite exactly. So he viewed his whole commentary as a defense of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh and the combination of Torah Shebichsav. That's why he called it Ksav HaKabbalah. Ksav means the Torah Shebichsav. Kabbalah is the tradition, Torah Shebaal Peh. His whole goal was to unify the Torah Shebichsav and also to try to show how everything makes sense. Now, it gave me a whole new light on a lot of things, and I hope to finish it, first of all, finish this piece, but also this very scholarly kind of analysis. But it was very good. But I'll hopefully be able to, even already in this week's shiur, bring a little bit into it. So the first is, so we know that a slave, at the beginning, Parsha talks about Eved Ivri. So if the Eved Ivri gets his ear pierced, so the Torah says, Va'avado la'olam. He works for him forever. Now, Chazal have taught, la'olam means la'olamo shel yovel. He only goes to yovel. But the Torah says, la'olam. So anyone who wants to say that, you know, your basic understanding of how Torah works. So, okay, so we're trained. We've been learning for a long time. But if you have the Haskalah perspective, then, what do you mean? It says lo'olam. It means only yovel. What are you talking about? So with that understanding, I think we could get a little bit of a deeper understanding. So let's look at the first piece. V'avado lo'olam. Iker shoresh olam hunach ledati. Al kol davar shehu b'ma'amad ha'aliyah b'ha'gavhus mimata lamala. Very fascinating. He says the word olam comes from the language of al. You ever wonder why el al is called el al? But al means to go up. That's what a plane usually does. It goes up. You hope it goes up and comes down. But el al, we're always going to the higher and higher. Olam, he says, is the root of the word olam is al, from the word of aliyah, always going up. He says the world is called the world because the world is a place that a person is supposed to view as an opportunity always for elevating, always for going up. That's why the olam is called olam. Never thought of that. Ve'ikar yisodo shtei osios al. That's the root of the word olam. That's what he's saying. Ayin lamed. Sheho ra'aso davar ha'omid lamala. Kamo hagever hu kam ol. Shmuel beis. Umizeh ha'inyin. Ben Mizeh Ha'elem. Whose son is this Elam? An Alma. A young lad is called an Elam because he's always looking to grow. He's young. He's looking to grow, to move. The problem is sometimes when you get older, you're not looking to grow anymore. That's a problem. That's what we're all dedicated here to say. And that's not the case. So he says, so that's an Elam. Yishuv Limei Aluma. Vatelacha Alma. Alma is a young maiden. But v'nikra kein mamad hanaurim, the youth is referred to by this language of elem also because youth are always growing. They're always, right? Youth are always in flux. Like I like to sometimes quote my friend who's a pulpit rabbi who says, you're lucky you deal with kids, you don't deal with adults because kids are still open to new ideas. Adults, they're set in their ways. They're not moving. That's what this, I'm not saying this is the truth. That's of course not present company excluded. We're not talking about that. Present company excluded. Sha'az ha'adam b'mamad aliyah la'alos ulhis pashet b'shetak ufniyusam miyom al yom. V'chein abriya b'chlala. And he says, that's what the world is. Hanim says, b'fo'a le'inenu derech klal nikres olam. Velt. Okay, I left in the Yiddish. German. Ad tavas givos olam. Umitachas zro'os olam. Es ha'olam nasan b'libam. V'gam mizeh inen ha'aliyah. Ki kol anivroyim shebezeh ha'olam. Anything created in this world, yasku tamni mi madrigas katnusa ma madrigas yosa mimena. He says, everything that God created in this world, even the physical world, is always looking for aliyah, because it's supposed to be a model to us, that we're always supposed to be looking for aliyah, always looking to get higher, to be better, to daven better, to learn better, to be better about better husbands, better fathers. We're always supposed to be looking to always have aliyah, better children. Hadomim, and this is, by the way, this the Ksav HaKabbalah is repeating something that he said earlier. I don't remember which parsha it was, but we learned this about, I don't know, 8-10 weeks ago or something. Maybe you'll remember it. He says, Hadomim poshit surasa. I'm going to read it quickly and then translate it, because we got delayed a little bit because of the copy machine, Baruch Hashem. Hadomim poshit surasa v'yisal v'lovish suras hatzomeach. Hatzomeach shetachlis v'yos lios mazlum l'cholcha yinehu poshit surasa k'tana hatzomeches. He says, it's interesting that water and soil become living plants, plants become food for animals, animals become food for humans, and humans can create more humans. So he says, everybody in the Bria is always looking to get to a higher Madrega. The domain becomes Tzomeach, the Tzomeach becomes Chai, the Chai becomes Medaber, and the Medaber can even become like God, recreating itself. So even the world is a model for us about how everyone's always trying to get to a higher level, even the physical world. So he says, that's supposed to be a model for us, that's Olam. Olam is Milashon Al, Aliyah. We're supposed to be in this world, not to stagnate. We're always supposed to try to say, how can I be a better Jew? How can I be a better Oved Hashem? What can I do better today? Every day is supposed to be a little better than the day before in some way. Wow. Hine nirabalil shetachlis kol abruim. Enenolios omdim minyanam shehebo beis mitzuyusam. We're not supposed to stay at the same level. Avol tamid yizbatlum mi mitzuyusam apchusa b'madrega. We're supposed to be mevatel from the mitzuyus of the pchusa v'yis'alo madrega yosa al yonu v'chashuva. To always get to a higher level. V'lachein nikreis habriya b'chlola olam. Ah, that's why the world is called olam. Ha'ashen ha'aliyah v'hit alut ha'mechuvan bo me'it ha'boreit barach lo loredes mata, not to lower ourselves, not to lower our madrega. Af lo li'ishar b'mamadam, not only, and not even to just stay at the same level. That's, you're losing. There's no such thing as staying at the same level. Either you're going up or you're going down. No such thing. Hepech Brue Mala, then there's the opposite of the angels. Shenikroim Omdim, right? There's a pasuk in the Navi, I think it's in Micha, I forgot where it is. V'nasati l'cha mahalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela. K'mosh kasem v'nasati l'cha ha'omdim. A malach is called an omed. Human beings are called mahalich. So the Navi had a vision. He was talking about being amongst the malachim, so God said to him, I'm going to put you, you're mahalach, you're a human being, I'm going to put you in between the omdim, by the malachim. Whatever, there's a lot to talk about this pasuk. Not for now. Now, I also learned a new thing from Rav Kuberman's pamphlet. Whenever the Ksav HaKabbalah quotes Mechilta de Rashbi, it's the Zohar, which makes sense. Mechilta de Rashbi, Rav Shimba Yochai, the teachings of Rav Shimba Yochai. I never knew that. I've been learning with you guys for half a year. You should fire me. V'doma lezeb in Mechilta de Rashbi, Pekude. Mechilta is only on Shmos. Anyway, you'll see. That's the Zohar. Hai Alma Olam Ikre. This world is called Olam. Olam Salika. The Salik Alma Tata Lagabi Alma Allah. Olam means to go up, because you're leaving the lower world and you're going always to the higher world. That's what this world is about. You're leaving the lower world, going to the higher world. V'hunach Shem Olam Ala Nitzchias. And he says, Olam also refers to eternity. Me'ata v'yad Olam. Right? We say the words, Me'ata v'yad Olam. Olam means forever, for eternity. Why is eternity called Olam? So he says, Ki hu his alos ha'amiti, because that's the ultimate aliyah. The next world is the ultimate place of aliyah. That's where we're looking to try to get to. That's the ultimate plane flight. There's nothing higher than that. And now he's going to come. Here we go, Jay. Now we're going to come to defend the Torah. That's what I started with. Because Vavadola Olam, what do you mean? Olam doesn't mean Yovel. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, if Olam means Aliyah, so he says, Lazeh Hunach Al Shnas HaYovel Olam. This is the defense. He's defending the Torah here. That's why Yovel is referred to as Olam. Because at the time of Yovel, what happens? All the slaves go back to their original owners, and all the lands go back to their original owners, and all the debts are forgiven. So everybody goes back to their original status. Anybody who was lowered in society goes back up. The slave gets freed, and the poor man gets back his land. And so it's Aliyah. It's an Aliyah for everybody. So that's why Yovel is called Lo'olam. He's defending those who would mess around with Chazal. How could Chazal say, it says, Vavado Olam, he's a slave forever. What do you mean forever? It's only until Yovel. No, because the Ksav HaKabbalah, he was defending the Torah from those who were attacking and saying, hey, this doesn't make sense. How could the rabbi say? That's why it's safer. It's called Ksav HaKabbalah. Ksav is Torah, Ksav Kabbalah is the teachings of Chazal. It's all one whole unit. Kibishnas HaYovel Yisalav Yisroman Kol Pachos HaMadregel Malasa Rishona. Ha'eved Shavabo La'adono. The slave is equal to his master. Ha'shivcha L'gvirta. The shivcha is equal to the gvir. Ha'noshe L'asher Noshebo. The one who is owed money is equal to the one who owes the money. Kulam Shavim B'madrig Achas Ma'alitit. V'hit Alut Achat L'kulam. Everybody has, well, the world has an aliyah back to its pristine state. Wow. So opening piece today was worth the price of admission just for the opening piece. The word olam means that this world is a place that's designated for constant aliyah. And he continues with the same, well, we'll just have a little hit in the middle, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. What does he say, Midvar Sheker Tirchak? It's very strange. Why doesn't the Torah formulate the prohibition for lying by saying, don't lie? It's usher, right? Lo Seshakru, Torah should have said. Should have said lo seshakru. Why does it say midvar sheker tirchak? Distance yourself from falsehood. It's not enough not to do it. It doesn't say distance yourself from killing. It doesn't say distance yourself from other averes. This is the only one. Sheker, it says midvar sheker. Well, maybe by arayis, it also says lo sikravu legal. Don't even come close. But whatever, let's leave that aside. Maybe a similar kind of thing. So midvar sheker tirchak. So what does he say? Shina kazalama zabalash zevaloma lo to dabra sheker. Lufisha an avero yoser tadira umitsuya kamodavar sheker.
Wow.
Right, the Sefer Messias Hasharim, which is one of my favorite books of all time. He writes, quotes the Gemara Baba Basra. Rubam begezel umiutam ba'arayos vikulam ba'avak lashon hara. When there's a Gemara Baba Basra that's listing the pedigree, the relative frequency. So he says, and that's why the Mizil Zashar, when he talks about Averis, the first Aver he talks about is deceit. It's the first thing. Deceit, then Arayos, then Lashon Hara. Those are like his top three, based on the Gemara Baba Basra. So he says that white lies and telling people things that are slightly not exactly 100% the truth. He says it's so, that's what the Ksav HaKabbalah is saying, it's so prevalent, like nobody, right? Who do we need more than Billy Joel to teach us? Honesty is such a lonely word. Right? No, am I dating myself here? The same generation. I mean, I think we're all there. Okay, we're all there. So okay. Okay. So what does he say? What does he say? Avoda Yosef Tadiru Mutsuya, come on. Uchadisa Perk Chelek. There's a Gemara in Chelek in the 11th Perk Sanhedrin says, Meresh Hamina Lekha Kushna Ba'alma. One of the rabbis said, I've never met a person who was absolutely truthful in everything he said. Never met my father, obviously. Upirish Rashi, Ein Adam Sheyedaber Emes Tamid. There is no person, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there's no person who speaks absolute, 100% truth all the time. Lachen ba'akaz lo shazeh, he says, that's why it's not enough to tell you don't speak falsehood. It's not enough to say, lo tadabru sheker. Midvar sheker tirchak. You have to run far away from it. You have to run far away so that you're not, so that you don't even get a little hint of it, because once you get a little bit of it, that's it. It's so easy to get trapped. It's not enough not to do it. You got to stay far away from it. Wow, beautiful. Let's go to the next pshat. Oh, you're going to have to read it. Just, I want you to show you this in the Chumash. Vayina Fash, right, by Shabbos. Vayina Fesh ben Amascha v'ager. Chof Gimel Yud Beis. Let's take a look. I'm talking about Shabbos. Of course, in this year, whenever we get a chance to have a little new insight in Shabbos. So there's one pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that talks about Shabbos. What does it say? Sheshes yomim tase masecha. Uvayom ashvi tishbos. Why? Laman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha, so that your ox and your donkey can rest. V'yinofesh ben amascha v'hager. V'yinofesh ben amascha v'hager. And your servant and the ger will have no fesh. V'yinofesh. What does that word mean? So if you look at Unklus, Unklus translates v'yinofesh from the Lashon of v'yishkot. It will be quiet. V'yishkot bar amsach v'giyura. That's Unklus. So the Ksav HaKabbalah, I erased the fat part, but Unklus, no, I didn't erase it. Unklus v'yonas and benozio tegemu v'yishkot. Shabbat is for sheket, for quiet. So there should be quiet for, so you could read it as, okay, your slave needs a day off, needs a day of quiet. Okay, that's the way you could read it. That's the goal of Shabbos. But says, but the Ksav HaKabbalah says, don't tell me that the whole goal of Shabbos is to give a day off for your slaves. That's got to be more than that. V'ikar horasa lo bir alon ha-mechabrim. And he says that, you know, people haven't talked about why vayina fash. What does this word mean when it comes to Shabbos? V'nira li, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, it appears to me. This is so beautiful. Kishem nefesh shehunach al chelek haruchni sheba'adam. He says, all of us have a nefesh inside of us. The spiritual side of us is referred to as nefesh. And he says, what's the root of the word nefesh? Again, he's always working with the word, with the philological root. Olam is milashon aliyah. And what's nefesh? Shunach achel konishav adam, ikar sharashosh shtei osios, pash. Nefesh, the root is pash. You know what pash means? Pash means to spread. Shehunach al das hamispashet, ba'atzmuso u'misrabe b'kamuso. Just like olam is aliyah that always wants to grow, nefesh is lahafshit, lehispashet, to spread, pash. Domet l'shoresh pasa, lo pasa hanega ba'or. When you would check the tzaras, when the Kohen would check the leprosy, he would check to see, did it spread? Did the plague spread? Pasa. Sin smalit shave l'shin yamanit. He says the sin and the shin are related. So nefesh with a shin, lehafshit, lehispashet, is the same as pasa with a sin, which means to spread. Va'ayin va'al shem hispashtos sheyesh b'horas milazu hunach shem nefesh al chelak haruchani. He says that our spiritual natures always have a natural inclination to spread, to grow, to become more. He's talking here about your passions. You'll see in a minute. Your taivas, both the passion to grow spiritually and the passion to accumulate gashmias. Both of them are driven by a part of a person called the nefesh, which is the thing that always wants more. And we can choose whichever it wants more of. If you satiate yourself with spiritual desires and pursuits, you won't have as much desire for physical stuff. If you run after the physical stuff, you won't have enough desire and urge and passion in you for physical stuff, as he's going to explain in a minute. Watch. Ki miteva ha-nefesh she'ein gevul l'chol koichos haruchnios ha-netuos ba. It is the way of man's nefesh that it will never have enough of whatever it strives for. Aval yispashtu ispashtus machshavi v'sechli. Your machshavos and your seichel are always going to want more, 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 more out of the mode. V'lo yaspiku kol ha'inyanim ha'artziyim l'haspia chefetz ha'nefesh. This worldly things are never going to be enough to satiate what the nefesh ha'pnimi wants. Hamas avalehen. Hein ha'kochos yishumshu l'tova, hein l'hipucho. Whether you use this drive for good stuff or for the opposite. Al derech mashal. Bekoach ha-zrizus shebenefesh adam. Man has a koach of zrizus. Zrizus means alacrity. Right? Mesiyos Hashar, the zeal, zealousness. Hazar is lehegos betorah v'chachma. Someone who is zealous to always use his time to try to learn more, to go to another shir, to find another inspiration, to hear another rabbi, to hear another, to learn another sefer, to start another seder. Yamod yom v'layla laharbos v'les of tamid yoser chachma v'das. Someone who gets excited about learning about das, about growth, he can't get enough of it. He's learning yom v'layla. Every second that he has, he's opening up a sefer. Every free moment that he has, he wants to learn more and more and more and more and more because he wants more wisdom. Whatever he gathers from wisdom, he doesn't say, oh, I had enough. Someone who gets into learning, they remember perhaps our years back in yeshiva, when you first got excited about learning, about growing, about... So you always want more and more and more and more. Ukeshivadalo mechachma v'das shelizulaso. When he hears that there's somebody else who knows more than him, he's going to get upset. Ki rabahi tisav ha'nefesh l'shtavos elov. He's going to want to be like that person. V'tisdaris lirdof achar ma'aloso zosul ha'siga. He's going to want to follow that mila and achieve it. V'mishamish b'koach hazrizus. However, if you use your zealousness and your passion and your energy, if you use it not to acquire more and more wisdom, more and more Torah, more and more knowledge, but use it because you want to always be acquiring more and more money and more possessions, and I got need more, I need more, I need more, I need more, I need more. So what does the Navi say in Mishlei? Oev kesef, lo yispa kesef. You'll never have enough of that. V'im yishamesh b'koch hazrizos lesof honu nechasim nafsho lo tispa la'olim hashisiga. K'ma'amarim ein adam meis v'chatzi tavos biyado. A person never dies having fulfilled half of his taivas. I want more, I want more, I want more. The same thing when it comes to kavod. A person who gets excited about kavod, I need more kavod, I want more kavod, I want to grow more, 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 more. Ohev kavod lo yispa kavod. If you love kavod, you never have enough kavod. Look what he says. The hedjot wants to be a sar. Nasa, sar becomes a sar, mevakesh lios moshel. He said, "Gamzem v'akshdios melech." Right? You always want more. V'chein hu teva hanefesh. That's why the nefesh is called nefesh. It's always push. It's always spreading. It always wants more. B'chol kochos ruchanius hashiuchol l'spashit ad mod b'li matzor gvul. No boundary. V'al shem koach hispashdusa hunach aleha shem nefesh lashon hispashdus. He says, listen to this. Oh, so what does it mean, Vayinafash? So why is Shabbos called the day of Vayinafash? Shavas Vayinafash. Nefesh, Miloshin Pash. What's spreading on Shabbos? What's spreading? Oh, Ruchnius is spreading. Look what he says. He ha'eved, the slave, when he's working, he can't really think about growing. Bizman avodasa, 6 days a week. Kol kochos nafsho mitzum tzamim b'chevle ha-shibud. He's restricted by his work. B'chol ra'ayonosav mugbalim. All of his thoughts have boundaries. Lo sechlena liparda l'siach daito l'davar acher. Rak l'ashlamas avodasa ashkachosim b'chuvenas. He's got to just punch in the clock and do his work. That's a slave. U'davar ha-miyageas adam v'tikto nafsho mod. It limits a person and depresses a slave. A slave gets depressed and limited. He can never grow. He can never get out of his matzav. Omnam, however, b'hiparik ol ha'avodah me'al shichmo. One day a week, he He doesn't have to work. He could let loose from the ol of the shichmo. V'yatza mergoa menucha. He has menucha sanefesh. Calm. Teraga. Margoa. Calm. Peace. Umenucha. Nafsho choseres al tiva arishon lispashet b'kochosea. He could think about different ideas. He could think about growing. Shabbos is a time for the slave to take a break and think, how could I be better? How could I grow more? V'zeo ha'oneg v'shashui ha'nefesh. V'al shem hisrachvus v'hispashtus ha'nimtza b'nefesh b'eis ha'margoa v'amenucha hunach shem nifisha. That's why it's called v'ayinafash. It's not just for the slave, gentlemen. It's for those of us who are, right? Shabbos is a quiet time to contemplate new ideas, new vistas, new opportunities. It's a time for the nefesh. So that's why it's called Vayinafash. And again, it could be he's also explaining that's Pshat and Unkelus, V'yishkot. Oh, but the beautiful thing here, hold on 1 second. The beautiful thing here is that the nefesh is something that naturally wants more. If we allow it, if we give it a taiva and a taste for ruchnius, it'll always want more ruchnius. If we give it a taiva and a taste for gashmius, the nefesh will always want gashmius. That's the way life is. Whatever your passions, whatever passions you give into, that's what hopefully we'll build. And we should try to use the day of Shabbos as a day for introspection, as a day for reflection, as a day for thought, to contemplate new ideas and to contemplate new vistas and new opportunities. Yes, Herbie, I'm sorry, cut you off.
Does he talk about that or just the nefesh?
So it's a good question. I was thinking about the same thing. It sounds like he's saying that the nefesh, it's consistent with that idea, that the nefesh is that part where you have the taivas. You can have a taiva for more ruchnius, you can have a taiva for more gashmius, but the taiva is the same taiva.
And the neshama, what would that be?
The intellect, maybe.
Intellect and a ruach chayim. That just keeps us alive.
I think so. I don't know. It's a good question.
That's not later in life, but sometimes people want what other people have. So it's so important to have people like you and Rebbeim out there that are passionate about to pull that out of there.
Hopefully.
That's some of us can't do it by ourselves.
That's the goal. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay, last piece here that we're going to be able to do. Ah, beautiful piece. Well, actually, maybe I can do both. I can do both.
Beautiful piece.
5 minutes on one, 5 minutes on the other.
Beautiful piece.
Shalosh Regalim. Why are the Shalosh Regalim called Regalim? What kind of a strange word is that? And again, let's remember, the Ksav HaKavod is trying to defend this commentary to the people who, to the Haskalah, that was saying, come on, this stuff doesn't make any sense. Regalim? You call Yontif Regalim? Oh, listen to how beautiful he says. Regalim means leaders. He says, your feet are what lead you to your next place. Your feet are what take you where you're going. So he says the regalim were what, he says so beautifully, I'll tell it to you outside. It's a very long piece. He says so beautifully. He says, what was the whole goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim? He talked about this many, many times. What's the whole goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yetzias Mitzrayim was to instill in the Jewish people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us l'mala min ha-teva. He acts with us above nature. And therefore, we have to observe His laws, even when they don't make sense to us. He took us out of Egypt in a way that defied logic. The plagues, the splitting of the sea, defied logic. So this Ksav HaKabbalah I said a few times before. And therefore, we have to observe even not only the Mishpatim that make sense to us, but even the parts of Yiddishkeit that don't make sense. Let's remember, he's talking to the people of the Haskalah. Not everything about Judaism makes sense. It's not all rational. We have chukim, kosher, shatnez, other things that are chukim. We have to observe even if they don't make sense to us. And then he says, but okay, that was great, Bisman, the miracles. But what about after we got to Eretz Yisrael? How are we going to have this reminder of Hashem being miraculous protector of us? Where do you go? Go to the Beis HaMikdash. He lists through in this piece of Tzavabah like 10 miracles, open miracles that were in the Beis HaMikdash every day. The bread would never, even a whole week, would never get stale. There was always, even if it rained, pouring rain, the Mizbeach, the fire in the Mizbeach never was extinguished, even by the rain. He goes through all these miracles. So the regalim were there 3 times a year. Every Jew could get that burst of energy, of emunah, to remember that there were these open miracles going on all the time in Beis HaMikdash. Fire would come down from the heavens and burn, go weed through all these miracles that would happen. Regalim. So he says, the regalim are the leaders. They're the leaders. They're what takes us to where we're going. Look what he says at the end of the piece. He says, Hine, Liros Kalish Yisrael B'chalechan Miyamim Tovim, Es Kavod Melech Ha'Elyon Yisparach B'Migdasho. This is the point of Beis HaMikdash, and this is what when we get to go visit Baruch Hashem, I had discussed the last 2 weeks, to visit in Eretz Yisrael, the Makom HaMikdash, we see the Shechina still there, we don't see the miracles anymore. But that's the whole idea of regalim, and that's the idea of Mikdash. Halo tigabil vavo romamus kvod yotzro b'mida gedola, last 7 lines. That is the goal is for a person to see the romamus of kvod yotzro b'mida gedola. V'yavin ma'at mehadras inyan eloki. The goal of the Mikdash was that a person should see, we'd go up 3 times a year. That person should get inspired by going up for Aliyah L'Regel to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that level. Yechazek es levavo la'avas Hashem uludav gabo. V'yitein ha'kavod la'melech ha'kavod li'ikana l'fanav la'avdo ke'eved ne'man. Va'av shalo yimotzei tuv tam v'das b'mitzvos of hashmaios. Yishmaros b'cholev. Even if he can't fully understand the mitzvos of that are chukim, he should be somer than b'chol leiv. Kichol and yane, kichol anane tshuvos shav lo yichabos noga ha'emes. Hasher zarach leinem lirosis hanhaga anisis haneflo. All of the clouds of doubt, he's talking to the Haskalah, would never extinguish the flame of someone who saw the open miracles of the Beis HaMikdash. Uzroos hisnagdos tivo tishabarna. It was the holidays that would be molech. That's why they're called regalim, because they would lead us. They would push us to move, to walk, to grow. Therefore, these are called the motor. The regalim, the holidays, are the motor. The motor of Klal Yisrael. The regalim. That's what they're called, Shalosh Regalim. And the last piece, by Yizrok Al Ha'am. So you got to see what's going on over there at the end of the parasha. This is one of my favorite Torahs of all time. One of my favorite Torahs. Vel Moshe Amar, so at the end of the parasha, so trivia question, right? Trivia question. You ask every little kid, he never knows the answer. In which parasha in Chumash does it say Nasa V'Nishma? Barry knows. See, he figured out the trick already. Which parasha is called Parshas Mishpatim? So we all think Nasa V'Nishma should be in Yisro. But Nasa V'Nishma is actually not in Yisro, it's in Mishpatim. At the end of Mishpatim, there's this little section where he goes over talking about Har Sinai. Actually, the Mefarshim say the last piece of Mishpatim actually happened before Mam and Har Sinai, last week in Yisro. It's out of order. Anyway, you read the Pesukim, what does it say? There's a Silsa. They say Nasa V'Nishma. And then what happens, God tells Moshe to take some blood and throw it on the people. Very, very strange. Rare that you ever find people being sprinkled blood on the people. What? Take the blood and throw it on the people? What's going on? So we read this many times, don't know what it means. So look what he says. I'll tell you my pshat. But first you have to see the Ksav HaKabbalah. I say something original like once every 10 years. That's why all I do in the show, I just read the Ksav HaKabbalah. I don't know anything original. I have no idea. Vayizrak Allah. Sorry, you're going to have to get your money back. V'zarak al midbechal chapar al ama. Kain tigrim unklus v'yonasam ben uziel. So Unklas Yom says, what do you mean, Yizrok Allah? Why are you throwing blood on the people? To get them dirty? Go take a shower? What's this all about? So Unklas Yom is going to say, it doesn't mean they threw the blood on the people. It means they threw the blood on the Mizbeach on behalf of the people. That's what it means, Allah. Says Iksav HaKabbalah, no. The Torah means what it says. V'yesha pirish, v'yizrok Allah'am, k'negedham, k'loma lefneyam, in front of them, v'lo al-bigdeh, v'chein ofro v'alorz al-pnei rikiya shemayim. V'rabbeinu Chananel amar, Rabbeinu Chananel says no. This is my explanation of Rabbeinu Chananel. Hiza hadam aleim. No, don't give me this stuff. Haskalah people, don't tell me, the Torah doesn't really mean it. The Torah, you could bend anything about the Torah. No! Vayizrok Allah means he threw the blood on the people! He's Adam Aleim, why? Kadesha Yichnesu bebris am HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedam. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, Vauso Kesem Adam, that stain of blood. Sha'al Bigdeyem, Korah HaKosav Edi. Lifishaya Edi Lohem, it was an honor for them, glory. The covered Gadol, the Hayalem Edus, the Os, Shenichnasu Bebrisa Shalakadish Baruchu. They said Nasev and Ishma. Lachain Kishachatu Be'egel, Vavar Labris Amar Lohem, Horid Edicha, take it off. Take off those bloody garments by the Cheda Egel. So let me tell you my pshat. So my pshat, just elaborating on this. Is that, you said Nasa Vinishma. Very nice. You're all proud of yourself. Call yourself. You said Nasa Vinishma. Oh, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. So the Rabbeinu Shlom said, take some blood and sprinkle the blood on them. Because you have to know. It's very nice to say Nasa Vinishma. It's very nice to talk the talk. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure they understood at this bris that it wasn't just going to be about talk. Talk is not enough. Talk is cheap. But Klal Yisrael, the Yiddishkeit is going to involve blood. Not just talk. It's going to involve blood, sweat, and tears. It's going to involve actions. It's going to involve, you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to give of yourself. So it's nice that Klal Yisrael said Nasa Vinishma, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded and said, take some of the blood and sprinkle it on the people, that they should have blood on their garments, that they should know that this Nasa Vinishma is not just talk, but it's actually actions. It's actually blood. It's just my elaboration on the Rabbeinu Chananel. Anyway, Rabbos, we learned a lot of things this week. We learned about the fact that life is about growth, it's about olam, it's about constant aliyah, nefesh. Our souls are always striving to grow. And that's really what we try to talk about each and every week. That life, we should not be satisfied with the status quo. We should realize that Yiddishkeit is about growing, is about developing, is about moving, is about, and hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom to continue to use Shabbos especially. To use Shabbos especially so that we can keep on growing and developing for our entire lives. Thank you very much for coming and have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful week. I'm not going to say Kaddish. We don't have so many people here. Have a great Shabbos.
You should see Nachum. Wish him a Machtov. Gaby had a girl.
Oh, I saw Gaby last week. I saw him in Israel.
They just had a girl Wednesday.
In Israel?
Yeah.
Wow, Mazel Tov, beautiful.
Rabbi, did you see the virtual Beit HaMikdash?
I did, yeah.
That was unbelievable. I think they should bring it to the high school. And if the kids can see that, they would have a greater depth of understanding.
I agree.
I don't know if they're going to share it.
Well, they do. They have those things on CD-ROM, or whatever it is now. Some of our Rebbes actually use it in teaching. They have it. Some of the Rebbes use it when they teach the Mishkan.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you for coming, Herbie.
I'll try to get here earlier. Rabbi, all I need is a few more hours in the day.